1390 KJAM Madison.
It's time for Coach's Corner on Dakota's Best AM 1390 KJAM and AmazingMadison.com. Here are your hosts, Paul and JJ.
And good evening once again, ladies and gentlemen, from the KJAM studios in downtown Madison. It is just 6 minutes, or excuse me, 1 minute after 6 o'clock here on AM 1390 KJAM. This is Coach's Corner, live from the KJAM studios in downtown Madison. Another busy night here in the downtown Madison area. Businesses, sidewalks are all lit up for tonight. If the sidewalk lights would turn on as well, that would be great. At the same time, as right before the holiday season, like to extend our warmest welcomes and also a heartfelt Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays to all our listeners as well. You're back here with your host, Paul Vold, once again. Looks like tonight going to be another great show lined up for you. We're going to be speaking with Flandreau Girls Basketball Coach Megan Sievertson here on our Coach's Corner show, along with Dakota State University Indoor Track and Field Coach Anthony Drelin coming up tonight as well. While also we're going to be running back the NFL weekly schedule and preview the upcoming matchups heading into Week 16 of the NFL schedule. Also, at the same time, we'll take a look at some upcoming basketball games here with the upcoming games here on KJAM and also on both our stations, also available online at AmazingMadison.com. This is also a friendly reminder that you can listen to any past shows and past interviews on our website through the Coach's Corner page at AmazingMadison.com. Well, we're going to dive right on into things here. Our first guest waiting in the wings, but we'll talk about some news here from around the area and also, excuse me, in the world of sports, I should say, some news coming in as well. A bit of an interesting one. We don't get to talk a lot about this sport to begin with as well here being in South Dakota, but it's a sport that I hold near and dear to my heart, and it's hockey. And yes, professional ice hockey as well. You ever hear the joke about going to a fight and a hockey game broke out? Heard that one plenty of times since moving here to South Dakota as well. But here is some interesting news that not a lot of people understand about or why this happened in the first place. Well, the New York Islanders professional hockey team originally were located out on Long Island at the Nassau County Memorial Arena for since basically the inception of the Islanders as well. They moved away and went to Brooklyn. They went into the city a couple of years ago, back in 2015, as they needed a new arena, and the Barclays Center was more than happy to host the New York Islanders and hope to keep them around for some time. Well, that is going to be all for naught, because the New York Islanders are heading back to the suburbs out in Long Island, right next to the grounds of Belmont Park, where that famous racing track is located at. Well, the New York Islanders moved to the suburbs moved from the suburbs into Brooklyn back in 2015, have also won a $1 billion development bid to build an 18,000 seat arena and hotel and other amenities on the grounds of Belmont Park, where that famous racetrack takes place, of the Belmont Stakes, if you will. Some of the details are still unclear at this time, but it looks like they're going to have to find a temporary home after the 2018-19 season. So in 2 years' time, they're going to have to find a new place instead of playing at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. A lot of people were clamoring about why the Islanders moved away in the first place. They wanted a better chance and get themselves a better look at a possibility of getting themselves into a better arena and draw more fans. Well, they moved to Brooklyn. Not a lot of hockey fans in Brooklyn, but still they put on a good show, did the New York Islanders a couple years ago. But it looks like the Islanders are going to be heading back to Long Island and get themselves a chance back to get a back to their roots, basically. A lot of past players from the New York Islanders happy about the fact that they are going to be playing in Long Island once again. Here's an interesting one from the world of hockey as well. I made the joke about you ever hear about going to the fight and a hockey game broke out. Well, this one literally happened during a hockey game as well, and it's usually customary that intermission interviews, you know, take place with players and also, you know, the on-ice interviews and all that. Well, before coming off the ice, a literal fight broke out during an intermission interview out in Europe in, I believe it was Austria, they say, between players from opposing teams during a live television interview. Talk about must-see TV, as it looks like the leagues out in Austria are still waiting for punishments for further delegations as well. The player that threw the first punch both players involved in the fight actually were given fighting mangers and game misconduct penalties in 20 minutes at the end of the first period as well, so they had to mark it off the start of the second penalty. This wasn't just the two players. There are also five other players involved for the roughing minors as well. Certainly something you don't see every single day, and certainly supplemental discipline from the league for this off incident is going to continue at another time. There is a video out there of this taking place. Certainly very funny to see as well. You don't see that a whole lot, off-ice interviews turning into fights at the same time as well. Taking a look here at some weird news through the world of sports. As 6 minutes after 6 o'clock here on Dakota's Best AM 1390, we'll take a quick break. When we come back, our first guest going to be coming in studio. That's Flandreau girls basketball coach Megan Sievertson. She'll be joining us here on Coach's Corner, live from the KJM studios in downtown Madison on Dakota's Best AM 1390.